They hired a bus driver, and we had a small bus crammed full of elderly German-Russian people. We went out onto the steppe, and the bus driver would call out the name of the colony as if we were in a big metropolitan area, but he would call out the name of the colony, and people would get off. And you could see very little, but it was very emotional for them. They would go over to the place where their home once was. There was only maybe a mound there or some weeds, and they would stand there. They'd cry. They'd pray. But always asking in German, warum? Why? Why? In other words, why had these villages been bulldozed? Why had these people been sent to Siberia? They were still trying to make sense of it these many years later. But then there came a point at which we visited one particular village. In fact, it was the village which was the home village of both my wife and myself in Russia. It was the village of Rothammel, which in English means the Red Ram. And we stopped at that village, and the people went to the cemetery, which had been desecrated. There were only a few markers left.
I found that interesting in your speech today. They wanted to erase you so bad, they bulldozed the cities and even destroyed the grave markers.
Right, as many as they could. The few that remained were usually iron crosses.
They wanted to erase you.
Right, and from history, because even the great Soviet encyclopedia after 1941 made no mention of Germans in Russia, although they mentioned other minorities. But they did. They wanted to erase the people from the face of the earth as well as from the history books.
And now it's parched.
That's right. And at that particular village site, a lot of the people were from Rothammel, from that particular colony. And they went over to the cemetery, and they sang a song known as Dashiksal, which is a song you sing for the dead, to remember the dead. They also sang a song for peace. And then an older woman said to us, now we're going to sing a song that we don't often sing, and it is very powerful. It's a song for rain. It hasn't rained here for months. So she started the song, and the other people, they chimed right in. They sang this very powerful song. In English, it would be something like, God, you up there in heaven, look down on your children. Show some sign of your mercy. Send rain. Let us have a good harvest. But a very moving song. I'd seen this song in books, but I'd never heard it before. And indeed, it was a powerful melody, and the people sang it with every ounce of emotion and feeling. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. Later that day, we visited a few more villages, and sure enough, there was thunder on the steppe that evening.
And as your pictures showed, there was rain in the streets.
There was rain in the streets. The people's prayers had been answered.